We're talking with Dave Berard from Constant Contact. He's a senior product manager there. Everybody knows Constant Contact, but tell us exactly what the company does for those few who don't know.
So Constant Contact is an online software company that provides small businesses. We really focus on the really small business online marketing tools so they can compete with the big boys, email marketing, survey, event marketing, etc.
And that makes the web very egalitarian, so anybody can have access.
That is the beauty of the web, is anybody can have an online store, anybody can have an email marketing product. It's all out there for anyone.
Given Constant Contact's business of doing electronic newsletters or reaching out to customers, what was the business challenge that Constant Contact was facing, and how did APIs play a role in solving that particular challenge?
So one of the big problems we have is getting customers up and running and onboarded. It's a heavy product. You have to be able to generate content. You have to have contact lists to send to. So we've actually used APIs to help solve that and make it easier for customers. We build integrations with our APIs to get contacts into our product. We use it to get content in, like images and text from their website or Facebook. And it all brings it together to make the product much easier to use and customers to get successful faster.
And again, your customers are fairly small business people, so generating content or maintaining customer lists, this is a challenge for them.
Absolutely. We're generally talking about people who are the head chef, the busboy, the waiter, and the greeter all at the same time. They're wearing all the hats. Marketing is an afterthought when they think about it, and they need to get in there, get it done in an hour, not 10 hours.
And these are also people who are typically not technologically savvy. They don't know what an API is. They don't know how it works. How do you expose API technology to an uneducated audience?
Yeah, so that's a really good point for our audience. They are very tech unsavvy. They're generally older too. You know, 30 to 55 range is our sweet spot. And they're not developers by any means. That's not what they care about. Our strategy has actually been to go through a partner-led strategy where we go and partner with other tech companies, work with them to build an integration, and we surface the integration to the users, not the API. I tell our marketing team all the time, an API is for developers, an integration is for our customers.
And in the process of developing an API internally, what are the secrets to developing a good API that works, that's easily used, that's secure, and that's easily managed, and I guess easily updated too?
I think it comes down a lot to the developer experience around the API. Almost any API is functionally usable unless you did a really bad job at developing it. The question is, can you understand what it does through documentation? Do you have the tools around there for developers to be successful? And you have the infrastructure to maintain and promote it, get developers up and running quickly. We've taken the approach of partnering with a company called Mashery that does API management to help a lot with our security and developer onboarding needs, and that was a decision to make it easier. We have a tech writer to write documentation, and we have a team to write SDKs. It's all about the resources and the infrastructure around it.
So the actual development of APIs, you have favorite tools that you use, or is this through internally developed proprietary tools?
So our entire company is built on services internally. Our API is built by exposing those services that we need to the outside world. Everything is a service, and it's just a choice on what we expose or not from a business perspective. We try to make it so it's never a technology decision. It's always a business decision.
If everything is a service, is everything a microservice?
No, not everything is a microservice. And that's one of the challenges you face when you move to a microservice architecture. If you make everything a microservice, the big problem you have is, how do you actually put those things together to do something useful to a customer without having 100 calls that take 5 minutes instead of when you had your monolithic app, it took 300 milliseconds and now it takes 12 seconds. And putting those pieces back together doesn't always create performance. So you got to take that pragmatic look between when to use microservices and when to use platform services that aggregate pieces together and really look at this holistically at what you're trying to solve.
It's interesting. We're supposed to be talking about APIs, but you can't leave microservices alone. Microservices can, in fact, be broken up into pieces that are too granular for their own good. And I don't think people talk about that enough.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the initial, when we started doing object-oriented programming as an engineering group. Everybody wanted to make microclasses and have super inheritance. And all of a sudden you had, 12, 14, 16 classes deep. You didn't actually know when your functions came from. What did you inherit? Which version are you using? What did you do with collisions on these things? I think we're having a similar evolution through microservices. We were still not sure how to use them effectively and when to expose microservices and when to hide those behind the scenes.
for developers who are either consuming or building APIs, what do they need to know? What's the most important thing?
Developer is your customer. They are like you. They're time starved. They want to get the task completed as quickly as possible. And they want good documentation. They want discoverability. They want functional. They're not you. They don't know what you know about the system. So treat them like a customer and build the best product for them.
That was a really interesting answer, and we'll leave it on that note. We've been talking with Dave Berard, Senior Product Manager at Constant Contact. Thank you very much.
Thank you.